This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. It is Thursday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Must confess, I'm feeling a little agile, mobile, and hostile today. For many, many different reasons that we're not going to go into. But if it sort of sounds like, I don't know, if it sort of sounds like I've been listening to too much Korn music, well, that's probably true. One thing, and let's lead off with this, okay? Today, Mitt Romney decided to wade into things. And he was, where was he at? He was at the University of Utah. And he decided to give a speech to discuss the prospect of a Trump presidency. Now, here's my problem with the establishment Republicans and their problem with Trump. Their problem with Trump is primarily that he's connected. Two people. I think it also has to do with the fact that he doesn't take any money from anybody. He's not beholden to any special interests. He goes as he wants to go. Is he a wing nut? Yeah, I have a lot of issues with the Donald. However, Donald is not, if we were going to get the guy whose turn it is this time, the last few guys that we've had that did not win, Dole, McCain, Romney. It was their turn. They had tried numerous times, and finally it was their turn. And with all of these guys where it's always, it gets to be their turn, well, they inevitably all lose. They lose. And we can't afford a loss. Romney is part of the problem. Romney would, you know, in the first debate, Romney went out there and he did pretty good. In the first debate, he did pretty good head-to-head with Barack Obama. And then, what is her name? Candy Crowley, whatever her name is. She got out there. She's the one that won that debate because she knocked him off of his stride. If a debate moderator, if you can't handle a debate moderator and put them in their place when they're interrupting you when you're about to go on a roll, because this is guerrilla fighting at its best. You do take turns back and forth and everything, but when you can get a couple of kidney punches in, oh, throw them. Throw them. And he was on his way to doing it, and he let her shut him up. Him getting out there and attacking Donald Trump, to me, the problem is attacking Donald Trump. That's what it is. The establishment Republicans, if you look at all of these guys that are attacking him, they are the establishment Republicans. If you look at the grassroots people, what do they say? They say, we're tired of the establishment. We're tired of being ignored. We're tired of being overlooked. We're tired. Along comes Trump. Trump articulates their anger. He articulates their fears. He says what they want to hear, which, you know, something to that effect should be talked about. He talked about immigration. He talks about a lot of things. And some of those things should be looked at, but okay, he's brash, and he's arrogant, he's got an ego, got really bad hair. Nobody likes him. He's this, he's that, he's the other. So who do you, and what is Romney's solution? Romney's solution is Rubio or Cruz or Kasich would be better. Not Rubio would be better, not Cruz would be better, not Kasich would be better. Any one of them but Donald. You know, Rubio already sounds like an establishment Republican. Cruz, you know, he's flailing around trying to figure out what's going on. I like him. Truth be known, I might even prefer him, but I don't know. I don't know because he's not able to grasp and handle what's going on here. Kasich's been around a long time. He just thinks, well, I'm due. But instead of getting out there and saying, this one, he said, any one of these, we just don't like Donald. He's a phony and a fraud, and he's playing Americans for suckers. That's what he said. I have felt like a sucker for the last 15, 20 years. Okay? I have felt like one for the last 15, 20 years. I have watched people go to federal office or state office, and they go up there claiming they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and they get there, and of course they don't. They don't even try. And so when they say they're going to do something now, I don't really expect that much. However, what I don't expect to see is I don't expect them to be getting out there and playing the game of, well, I'm the smart one, and I think for my constituents, which is what most of these guys do. Most of these senators, you think Rubio got elected to get out there and give away the country on amnesty? Amnesty seems to be escaping everybody. He was in on that. Amnesty seems to be escaping everybody. The day we get amnesty, that's two new fresh trillion dollars in debt. Not something this that would not be a bookkeeping thing. That would be real, because immediately that's what hits the entitlements. $2 trillion. Day one. The other thing that it does, for those of you who are out there saying, well, Hillary Clinton's going to get elected anyway, that would certainly ensure it forever. Take a look at California. If you want to be run like California, back amnesty. Romney did not need to insinuate himself into this race. Romney should be sitting back and maybe playing statesman or something. But this is the ego of the American politician. They cannot stand to not be pertinent. This guy lost. He lost, and he lost big. The one time he's ever held office, he was not conservative. And he's getting out there and he's saying the Republican Party. No, he's saying the establishment. The establishment likes the chaos that's reigning today. They like Obama being president. They like you being afraid. They like having the parties, the pundits that are out there attacking everybody, attacking this guy, attacking that guy. They all like this because it all works. And in the meantime, nothing gets solved. Nobody's really interested in solving anything. And the military in me looks at a problem and says, that's a problem that needs to be solved. And I can't stand to watch people just this maneuvering that we're doing is crazy. Romney says, I understand the anger Americans feel today. You should, because you are one of the ones that made it happen. You couldn't close a deal with the American people. The American people are tired of those that we manage to allow to get in office. We're sort of tired of them sort of betraying us. And listen, Republicans, when you've got control of the House and the Senate and you don't do some things, well, you're sort of betraying us because you have the votes to do it. I know you're one guy, one senator, one representative. You've got the group to do it. We will be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever noticed how the gun grabbers will morph language? The only problem is sometimes people are listening and they know how the language is supposed to work. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand,
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, coming to you from, I would say, the desk of, apparently there's a bunch of desks at the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. One of the things that they try to say about, as they address the problem of gun violence, not violence, mind you, but gun violence. Rape is okay. Bare-fisted assault, fine. Carjacking, okay by me. Gun violence, well, that has to be stamped out every chance we can. And they like to categorize gun violence as a public health problem. And there's even a number of people that should know better about whether or not it's a public health problem. Nobody knows better how to criticize a particular person or group of people in an industry than that own industry as it is. And there are a lot of physicians that don't like guns, and they will get out there and call it an epidemic of gun violence and everything else. And here we have Dr. Robert Young, who says that guns are not pathogens. They in and of themselves aren't causing anything. It's how they're used that matters. Now, an epidemic, when you think of an epidemic, you think of something you can get in the air. You're thinking about Typhoid Mary and, patient zero and all this other stuff. Epidemics are not normally characterized by declines, which is what we have when it has to do with guns. We have a lot of declines. Homicides are down. Violent crimes, down. And this has all been accompanied by a dramatic increase in gun ownership for the last 20 years. Their campaign, for somebody like Dr. John, for example, who's in the chat room, or anybody else that's a doctor, or for me, who I have worked, as an ambassador for Heart Life and everything else. Their campaign, when you think about it, when you look at the real figures on premature death here in these United States, and you realize 400,000, up to 400,000 people die due to something they refer to, quite interestingly, as medical misadventure. As if, you went out there and said, I think I'm going to try the door on the right, and that killed you or something. 400,000 deaths. The only two things that kill more people are cancer and heart disease, if I've got my figures right. If I got my figures right, Dr. John? 30,000, right around 33,000 people die from shootings every year, of which about 22,000 of these are suicides. Now, that's a mental health issue, okay? It's not a health issue. It's not a violence issue. It's a mental health issue. It's just somebody that's gone to a really dark place. They don't want to live anymore. They don't have, they've gotten to the point where the idea of shooting themselves in the head is attractive. Just imagine being in that place. That's bad. That's a bad place to be. Accidental shooting deaths going down. We talked about this the other day. We talked about how children, 14 and younger, accidental deaths, them being killed by that, going down. They've got a far better chance of drowning in anything than they do of being shot by anything. And let me see. I like the term awash. While all of these stats going down, according to the FBI, all these stats that are going down, these raw numbers going down, we are virtually awash in guns now. We've got more guns than we do people. We can float on the guns, and yet, because most of these guns, all of these guns that we know about, are owned by law-abiding people. Everything's going down. All the bad stuff, all of those bad characteristics are going down.
When you look at things and you start trying to compare things to, like when you look at motor vehicle deaths with firearms and shooting deaths, that's really, that's a horrible comparison to make. Traffic deaths are accidents. There are people that commit suicide by car. I'm sure of that. But most of these deaths are caused by human error. Shooting deaths are almost all intentional. And in 2013, the true accidental deaths, if you want to compare traffic accidents with accidental shooting deaths, 505 to 30,000 some odd for traffic, which is safer. And then when you do the cost-benefit analysis and you look at things and you say, well, you know, on the low end, they say there's 500,000, up to 500,000 moments of self-defense with a firearm, up to maybe 3 million, according to the CDC, versus what they, what do we got, 7,900 homicides. Okay, now things are tipping in my favor. If you want to talk mental illness, the only health issue here involving a gun is going to be suicide, which half of the suicides that occur here, nearly half of them occur without a gun and half of them occur with them. The actual numbers of suicide went up this past year. The actual numbers of people using guns to kill themselves went down. So is there an epidemic of gun violence in the United States today? No, there is not. No, there is not. And the people that would know are the ones that are now putting it out. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. These are the guys treating these people. And Dr. Robert Young. Dr. Robert Young is a psychiatrist. He practices at Pittsburgh, New York. He's an associate clinical professor at the University of Rochester School of Medicine and a distinguished fellow of the American Psychiatric Association. This is a guy that knows mental illness when he sees it. If we want to address, if we could do something about suicide, if we could get these tragic souls out of this moment where it is a better idea to shoot themselves than it is to try to live and work out their problem, we would be making some progress as a species, wouldn't we? Every time one of these disingenuous people get out there and lie to you and distract you, it's costing lives because we're not actually approaching anything and trying to solve anything here. Solutions are what I'm looking for. If you don't have a solution, shut up. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Sometimes when something is going the wrong way, you just got to point it out. Let's do that right now. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think the Democrats want amnesty? Why do you think the Republicans want amnesty, for that matter? Do you think the Democrats want amnesty because they think that this 11, 12, 13, however many million people it would be, because they would be gun-loving Republicans? Do you think that's why they want that? Now, the Republicans want amnesty, the ones that are pushing for it, like Rubio, which every time I say his name, I think about that movie Hook. Rufio. Anyway, Rubio is good with amnesty, and amnesty would essentially, it would do quite a few things. It would set us up to have a constitutional convention at a later date, to where a great many things in the Constitution would be rewritten. See, right now we hold a fairly decent sized majority of states. The Democrats don't pay any attention to the states. The Democrats really are, they need a shot in the arm. Obama has damaged their brand horribly. Hillary is damaging their brand. While she's winning all of these primaries and caucuses and everything else, go look and see what the percentage of people turning out to vote is. and you'll see what I'm talking about. Don't get out there and say, oh, gosh, you beat Bernie Sanders by 48%. Go see what the percentage of people that turned out to vote is, and you will see the Democrats' problem. Republicans, and in certain cases NRA board members that support amnesty, are a big problem for me. The reason I want two parties in a political system is that I want to have a choice. You know, you guys be those guys, and I want you guys to be these guys, and then I'm going to choose between these and those. Thank you. But please, by all means, be different if you can. Stop getting along. Start beating on each other. The NRA Board of Directors voting is going on right now, and there are people who are wanting to recall Grover Norquist. Grover Norquist is known to support amnesty. Now, David Kodria, Gun Owners of America, a lot of people look at what Grover Norquist is for. And what he wants is a pathway for citizenship. and really, there should be no pathway for them. They should go back across the border, live in their foreign land, apply like everybody does. Then come over here and do like everybody does. Then wait the time and then get it the way everybody does. And if they can't do that, then tough. Ask a British citizen how long it takes to become a citizen of the United States. Someone that speaks English better than you and I, that is probably educated better than the average bear, that gets here and is going to have a job lined up quite easily because they probably have a sponsor and know all of this stuff. It takes a decade. And they're not breaking the law while they're doing it. There are some people like Harold Hutchison. He's the consulting senior editor of Soldier of Fortune magazine, who opposes the recall of Grover Norquist. And he gets out there, and he wants to know if people like me, Kodra, and Gun Owners of America, and everybody else that looks at this, he wants to know if our fears are legit. Enter California. Go look at their legislative caucus. Now, look, I don't have a problem with Americans at all. And I don't care what their names are. And I don't care where they come from, but California is where most of the last batch of amnestied illegals went. And now the California Latino Legislative Caucus is huge, and at the same time they disparage the NRA as an extreme right-wing Republican organization. That was a reaction to a proposed recall as well. And apparently, Hutchison hasn't noticed what an unchallenged Democrat majority feels emboldened to do in the Golden State regarding their gun laws, already rated strictest by the Brady campaign. He refers to this as cultural terraforming, that which we are trying to push out there. The last link, you know. I like the way they use the language and put this out there and everything and get all imaginative and everything. But then you start, if you look at things, then you find out that the George Soros-funded Center for American Progress seems to be on board with what's going on and has taken off running with it, even as Mr. Hutchison is worrying if there's anything to make my concerns and Kodry and Gun Owners of America, our concerns, legit. He wants more proof that this reshaping of the electorate in favor of a progressive agenda, one that includes a wish list of incremental citizen disarmament laws and edicts, is an actionable concern for gun owners. Now, Mr. Hutchison is one man, and I'm still waiting on NRA to expand their scoring on votes for immigration. When they do that, things are going to change. That'll be a good day, but I need to see more evidence than just some polling data. I don't trust polling data at all, unless I'm the one taking it, and I don't take it. We need clear, convincing evidence of the cultural terraforming. The polling data, well,
we'll see how it goes. But I have the example in front of me. That's the thing they don't want to. That's the thing they don't want to admit, that we already have the examples in front of us. But here's a couple of things. 82% of foreign-born Hispanics think controlling gun ownership is more important than protecting gun ownership rights. From News Taco, for Latinos, gun control is common sense. NBC News on gun control, a GOP disconnect with Latino voters. D.C. clothesline, more Hispanics favor gun control, a Democrat-controlled Congress, and Hillary as president. Talking Points memo, huge majority of Latinos back stricter gun laws. Latino decisions, Latino voters favor gun restrictions. Changing the country to a primarily Latino country changes the country. It denigrates and makes irrelevant the Constitution altogether, all of it. And then very shortly, we become what that which they just ran away from. We can do this all day, too. We can do this all day. We need to get the NRA to start scoring amnesty votes, immigration reform votes. We need them to do that. If they would do that, that would have a good effect on them, because these guys don't want it to come out. They don't want it to come out. The Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, that are for amnesty, this is so that all of these guys can have this cheap labor. And I got a question for you. I really do have a question for you. Does it matter where the jobs go if they're being staffed by illegal aliens? Does that matter? Is that even a point of contention at that particular moment? We'll be right back.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There's a moment that people come to when you realize something is a certain way and there's just no getting around it. That's a very sad moment. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. February. February was the third highest number of background checks on record. 2.6 million. This is coming from the NSSF. The FBI, February was the third biggest month on record for gun background checks, according to data released Wednesday by the FBI. Background checks with the FBI, which they conduct every time someone tries to buy a gun from a federally licensed dealer, rose to 2.6 million in February. Total falls short of the record set in December of 2015 when 3.3 million background checks were recorded, the biggest of Black Fridays. The second biggest month was in December of 2012, the month of the Sandy Hook school massacre that killed 26 when the FBI logged 2.8 million checks. This is not indicative of the number of guns sold because people like me get to buy guns without getting a background check because I have a concealed carry permit. And there are about, 14 million of them out there right now today. So if one third of us buy a gun in any given month, that's about 4.5 million background checks that don't get recorded. That they don't get to show, which takes the new total to 7.1. And since the gun grabbers can get out there and lie to you all day, I'm just going to do my best and this is high theory, high postulization there. I'm not, this is a hypothesis. I have no evidence to back that up. I'm just thinking out loud and giggling. Not all of these, some of these refer for concealed carry permits as well. Sometimes with a background check, you may be buying multiple weapons. In some states, concealed carry permits are accepted in lieu of a background check because the concealed carry permitting process requires a more intensive background investigation, and so firearms purchased by concealed carriers are not recorded. Likewise, private gun sales between citizens are not recorded in most states. That's not that many, really. That's really not that many. I rarely do it. I used to use Arms List, and Oh, that's pretty. I used to use Arms List, and that always made me nervous. I'd read all about these Craigslist things, you know, where like a Marine went out to this Craigslist purchase and he had to stick his fingers in his chest to plug up all the holes when he got shot. The number of guns that we bought, by the way, in February were more than the right now, according to the Department of Defense, there are 2,083,000 military service personnel, including active duty, guard, and reserve units. 627,949 sworn law enforcement officers. When I'm saying 920, I've been giving them more than they got. And that's, you know. So 2.7 million military and sworn police personnel. We almost equipped everybody in that with those guns we bought last month. I have an idea about this. And it's very, it bothers me. And I want to know what you think about it. I think we have finally come to the point where we realize that at some point very soon, we're going to have to do something regarding our form of government. I'm not talking full out rebellion. I don't think that will ever happen because, let's face it, if we got 10 people in a room, getting 4 of them to agree on something is going to be mammoth. But I do think that at some point, the government's going to do something either malicious or malfeasant, and we're going to have to step up just to take care of ourselves. Or it may be precipitated by a natural disaster, a la Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, the big one in California, you know, the big one they keep talking about. And let's not forget the super volcano out there in Yellowstone. There's a lot of ways that something could begin to manifest itself in the United States to where something would break down. And I think people finally understand that. And that bothers me because that's got to be, I preach the American dream. I live the American dream every day. I mean, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be doing something else. People that know me know what I used to do. And probably there's a bunch of them going, why isn't he still doing it? But that's all beside the point. Because I'm doing it now. And The part that bothers me the most, I'm a military veteran. That means in the 80s, I did my part to prop up. I think the Republic system is the best system on the planet. And I did my part to prop up a bunch of men that can't handle the responsibility of governing a nation, of the greatest nation, with the greatest people, the most highly innovative, the hardest working. I did my part to prop them up, and it's going to boomerang back on all of us. And this is why I have resolved in my mind to start actually looking at myself as the soon-to-be 55-year-old that I am, and saying to myself, okay, you are not that soldier, that 20-something soldier that could run around and fling his body like a parkour runner with a bunch of gear on anymore. You are a 55-year-old man with the knowledge in the head, just not the mechanics to make it work. So now you have to take that knowledge and you have to adapt it. And that's what I'm going to start working on. I've actually got a couple of little projects. I don't know when this is going to happen. I have no idea. But right now, if you look at what's happening in politics, especially with the Republicans, what's going on with the Republicans is a very high indicator. Because Trump, for all of you that don't like Trump, I completely get it. But listen, a lot of people out there, if you've ever been to any of these events or anything or read any of these blogs or anything, everybody's always been looking for the outsider. And this time we had 3 step up to the plate. Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, Donald Trump. Fiorina didn't have the money. Ben Carson has just folded his up. And that leaves Trump. And everybody has been looking for the outsider. And here comes the Republicans after the outsider. In the meantime, while you and I have been out there clamoring for the outsider, here comes the pundits coming after us about backing the outsider. And they're losing a lot of credibility with me today. They're losing a lot of credibility with me. I know what they are. I know what they do. All of these people that you read about, all of these columnists and everything, they go to nice parties in D.C. and other places, and they get to dress really nice and hang out and drink with real crystal glasses. And they're part and parcel of that which they write about. And they like that. They like the paycheck they get out of it. They like the position they think they hold. And in the meantime, those of us, me and you, that are out there saying they should go by the, you know, all of this turmoil that you see happening, Scalia being dead, do you not think the Republicans are delighted about this because of what they get to do? And all of these things that it is causing, all of the discourse and chaos, everybody's enjoying this in government. Everybody is enjoying this because there will always be Republicans voted into office, just as there will always be Democrats. There will always be a shift in who has the power on any given day. It is cyclic. And they know this. And they know right now the Democrats are, you know, they know they're going to have to spend some time repairing their brand and everything else. And they know they will, and they'll be back. It may be a year, it may be a decade, it may be two. Who knows? But they know they'll be back. And every one of these people is in it for the long game because it's a career. It's not... There's no such thing as a temporary statesman, which is what we were supposed to get in the first place. It's what the founding fathers envisioned. That's what they set to be in place. Haven't talked about it. Third hour, we're going to be here from Mike Deddy, the only FFL involved in Operation Wide Receiver. We're going to go to the hour number two, though, coming up next. We'll be right back. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.